What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are doing your pick of the month. And you took us all the way back to 1989, the year I was born. And we are talking about society.
We are, yes, sir.
This was a first time watch for both of us.
Yep.
Man, it's a movie.
It is. It definitely is.
I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on it because I watched it before you did, and I had to try so hard to not like talk to you about it. But
Yeah, you told me to pick a wild one, and
you
I think
delivered.
I did.
This was a movie like whenever you've said it, I was like, I've never heard of this. And then I saw the cover for it and I was like, oh yeah, okay. I've definitely heard of this one. But yeah, I'm definitely excited to talk about this movie.
Yeah, me too.
But before we do, we will kick off our news and booze. Although tonight it's just booze because I don't have any news.
Oh,
This
damn.
was a quick turturnaround recording from our Fury Road episode because I'm going to be away for the rest of the week, so didn't really have a lot of time to prepare some stuff and just been fucking crazy every night this week. So, but what are you drinking?
Well, for anyone not in Ontario, you know that, or you don't know, maybe, I don't know, but the LCBO is on strike. So I'm out of beer. I guess I could have went to the beer store, but
You could have,
I
or a
didn't.
grocery store, or
Yeah, but not all grocery stores sell alcohol, so like, yeah, anyway, I'm drinking vodka. If you know, you know.
nice. The whatever it is, Lux.
Luxana, or
Yeah.
yeah, the one Ben recommended to us.
Yes, it is very good.
It is. What are you drinking?
I am drinking arguably the prettiest can of beer I've ever had.
Whoa.
Just a whole bunch of flowers and butterflies. But it's Terrence and the High Flyers Brewery, Butterfly Window. And there's a
I
cute, but go ahead.
was gonna say, at first glance, I was like, doesn't do Flying Monkeys beer? Because like they always have
It
these
does kind of,
funky.
yeah. But there's a QR code on it. It says scan to play. So I want to know what you can play with this can of beer. But I've never had it before. It's good, but it has like a weird taste to it. There's something in it. I don't know. It's a New England IPA though.
Nice. I bet you the game is something to do with butterflies.
Maybe butterflies flying through a window.
Yeah.
It's like Duck Hunt. You have to shoot all the butterflies. All right. What have you watched since we last spoke 4 days ago?
I mean, a few things, probably nothing really worthwhile, but I'll bring it up anyway. So continue my Godzilla watch, and
Nice.
of course I'd have fucking rented it on Apple TV, but whatever. Yeah, I gave it 3 out of 5. I've seen it before. Yeah, fun movie. It's cool to see all the other monsters and stuff. And then I was at my dad's on the weekend, and he said he watched the new Beverly Hills Cop 4, and asked if I watch it. I was like, no. I was like, I've only seen like the first one. And he's like, really? So, typical dad thing. Oh, it's from Beverly Hills Cop 2. So watch that. It's pretty good. And
Nice.
then immediately after, he had to throw on Beverly Hills Cop 3, but I had to head out, so I didn't really watch like 20 minutes of it. But
Yeah.
yeah, I heard the new one's pretty good actually.
I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, I'm not opposed to watching it.
And then randomly the other, or I finished it today, but the other night I was browsing Prime and saw Joe Dirt. I was like, I haven't seen this movie in quite a while, so threw it
Such a
on, and
great movie.
it's a classic, not the greatest, but it's funny. And that's pretty much it.
Nice.
How about you?
I've watched two Disney movies and that was it. The first
So are
one,
you doing it?
I really want to, man, 'cause like I was going through the Disney catalog like on the app and I was just like, "Oh my God, there's so many like great movies from my childhood." Like not even the animated ones necessarily, just like even some of the live action ones from like way back. But I'm debating it. It'll be like a long-standing kind of thing. Like I don't think I'm gonna focus like too hard on it. But the first one that I watched to do this list, and it was only fitting because it's the first full-length animated Disney movie, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Nice. All right.
It's really good.
I haven't seen it in a very long time.
It just, I don't know, like the animation style and stuff in it, it was like it's obviously groundbreaking because like this shit came out in 1937.
Wow.
And yeah, I don't know. It was just a really good movie. I had a great time with it. And then Brady wanted to watch Ralph Breaks the Internet, so I watched that with him.
Okay, I haven't seen that since. I don't know. I forget if I watched that in theaters or not, or just when it came to streaming for the first time, but thought it was okay.
Yeah, it gets shit on quite a bit. Like, I don't know if you follow Pubity on Instagram. It's like one of those.
Little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so they had a poll or a questionnaire thing, and it was what movies didn't need a sequel, and Wreck-It Ralph was one of them. And I was just like, why do people shit on Ralph Breaks the Internet so much? Like, I thought it was decent, not great, but so yeah. And yeah, those are the only two that I watched.
What did you rate Snow White? Curious.
Four out of five.
Okay.
And like, it's like borderline an animated horror movie. Once you get to like that certain point, it's like this witch is fucking creepy, man.
Definitely.
And just like the sound design, and I don't know, going through the forest and shit. It's good. Enjoyed it. But yeah,
Nice.
we're going to Toronto. We're leaving tomorrow afternoon. So I doubt I'll be watching much the rest of the week.
Yeah. Nice.
We'll see. Okay. 4Ks. We're skipping the news, so.
Yes. And let me just close Letterboxd, share screen. All right. So we got the Fall Guy
Nice.
out on 4K, which kind of seems quick. Oh, it's pre-order. Never mind.
Okay.
July 20th. Wait, are these pre-orders I'm on right now? Hold on.
It says.
Release date. There we go. Okay, there we go. Oh my God.
First time using a computer.
Yep. I feel like these already came out, didn't they?
I
Maybe
don't
not.
know. I don't know if Balboa and Five did.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So yeah, Rocky V, Rocky Balboa, and then the Rocky Ultimate Knockout Collection.
That.
So
Although
it,
those covers are pretty fucking cool.
they are,
It's all black and white and just the gloves are red. I like that.
We got SpongeBob SquarePants movie, which
Nice.
I would buy that.
Is that a steelbook or is that the slip cover?
That's, it says Steelbook,
That's sick. I like that.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers,
Nice.
the original one, not the one with Donald Sutherland. Brokeback Mountain.
Ooh.
Captain Phillips. Phantoms, which I still have
Oh.
your DVD.
Wait, what? I own that movie?
Is that the Stephen King one?
No, that's Dean Koontz. That's the book that you let me borrow that I haven't read yet.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of fuck, what's that Stephen King?
Tommyknockers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same fucking cover.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, Phantoms. Okay, yeah, okay. Right. Perfect Days on Criterion. And that's it.
Cool.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, you still have a few of my movies, I think.
I do. I got them piled up just so I
That's
can,
good.
yeah.
I mean, in your defense, you probably don't even remember that I have this, but I have your copy of Tenet on 4K.
I knew that.
Or Tenet, sorry. And I still have Oppenheimer.
Oh
I have yet to watch either one of
yeah. That's
them.
all good.
They're just like such big commitments, man. They're both really long movies.
Yeah. I was actually thinking Tenet the other day because it's been popping up on like my TikTok. It was like
Yeah.
one of those underrated Nolans, and I was like, I should rewatch that soon. And I was trying to remember if you had it still or not.
I do.
Yeah.
It's I'm looking right at it though. It's in a pile of like my movies that I've bought that I need to watch still. And I have Alan's copy of Doctor Sleep too, which I've also yet to watch.
Yeah, you mentioned that on last week's episode of
Yeah.
Podcasts on Fear Road.
Crazy. Need to get my shit together.
They do.
All right, let's kick off this movie discussion. I'm on IMDb right now, and there's a wild ass trailer playing on the Society page. I don't know what this movie is, but it looks crazy. But yeah, I was telling you, I'm just kind of winging this tonight because
That's all right.
I didn't do any notes. But yeah, so I have all the pages open. But yeah, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Society from 1989. Starting off the synopsis. An ordinary teenage boy discovers his family is part of a gruesome orgy cult for the social elite.
Yeah.
Sums it up nicely. This movie was directed by Brian Yuzna, who did.
This is debut.
This was his debut. That's right. Yeah. He also did Bride of Reanimator, Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. Return of the Living Dead 3, The Dentist and The Dentist 2, Beyond Reanimator, and a movie called Faust that sounds familiar, but I don't think I've seen that. But he also just no, he was oh, he's a writer on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which I thought was a vastly different route from his movie director or from his directing credits, but the cast. Oh, also, Screaming Mad George did
I was gonna shout him out,
because
so thank you. Yeah.
we talked about him a couple episodes back because The Guyver, I think, was a 4K release
Yeah.
and he directed The Guyver. And we were like screaming Mad George, like, what
Oh yeah, that's why it
the
sounded so
fuck?
familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did the special effects on this movie. For the cast, we have Billy Warlock, who played Bill Whitney. Evan Richards played Milo. Patrice Jennings played Jenny. And then, oh, let's go down to Devin DeVasquez, who played Clarissa. And then Pamela Matheson, who played Mrs. Carlin, who is Clarissa's mother. I just wanted to see who that was because she was wild.
Yeah, she was one of my favorite characters, honestly.
I didn't recognize any of these people. Go ahead.
I did. The guy that plays Petrie,
Oh, Brian
Brian
Bremmer.
Bremmer, he looked so much like the kid on Billy Madison. It was driving me crazy. But
Okay.
I don't think it was him. But he was in let me get to it.
I'm looking at him here now,
Pumpkinhead.
yeah.
Wait, hold on. Where's his acting? Yeah, Pumpkinhead. Who played Bunt? I'm pretty sure Bunt was a little kid.
Yeah, I think you're
I'm
right.
pretty sure it was, yeah.
No, it wouldn't have been.
No? So I
Because
remember during the episode, I thought we were ripping on the kid's name because the kid's name was Bunt.
maybe because Pumpkinhead came out the year before Society.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't make any sense. Yeah, never mind, you're right. He was in Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, the toy maker. Test tube teens from the year 2000. anything really else
He's in The
mentioning?
Walking Dead season 2, like the video game.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But yeah, I thought he looked a lot like one of the kids off of Billy Madison.
Yeah. And then Devin DeVasquez, she was a Playboy model in 1985.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And yeah,
Yeah.
you had mentioned that you were gonna talk about Screaming Mad George. Were you just gonna shout him out, or did you have anything?
Yeah, I just yeah, I mean he did Predator makeup,
The
what
Abyss, I think.
else? Yeah, The Abyss, that Guyver movie. Yeah, he's worked on a lot. He did the creature effects on This Is the End, which I think we did mention
Yeah, I think we
when we
did.
brought him up.
Cool. All right, let's kick off this movie discussion.
So we first meet Bill. He is in his house and he is hearing these noises and laughing, grabs a knife, is kind of going crazy. And then the next day, he's talking to a psychologist, Dr. Cleveland. And he's kind of like imagining things. He starts seeing like worms and bugs in like this apple he has. And yeah, Bill's not kind of all there right now. And then we get one of the most crazy, ridiculous opening credits of a movie. I kind of wish they didn't have this in it because like it kind of gives away a little bit of like the
Yeah.
ending, but like not really. You're just like, the fuck am I watching? There's like this giant fucking like ball thing that is like, what the fuck is that? And yeah, it was definitely wild. Are you gonna say something?
Gonna say, what did you think of Bill and like his visions and stuff like that?
I don't think I really put too much thought into this movie, to be
That's a
honest.
fair point.
But like it is very weird because he's like in high school, probably as senior. And like it is mentioned in the movie, like by I think David or one of the people, it's like, how do you not notice all of this weird stuff going on for your whole life?
Yeah, that's
Right?
yeah.
So unless like his family, like hypnotized him or like did something to his brain to kind of like make him forget or I don't know.
But it's not just his family, right? Like it's the whole.
School. Except for Milo, really.
Yeah, it's like anybody who's rich,
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
'Cause it's the elite. They're called the society. So it's everybody that's like elite in this town.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand how none of the poor people realized it, how Bill didn't realize it. Just doesn't make any sense how all of this went unknown for so long.
Yeah. And is Bill's girlfriend, is she not rich too?
Yeah,
Like
that's a
she
good
kind of
point.
doesn't really know what's going on,
But
right?
she also uses him to try and get to these like big parties and stuff like that. So maybe
Right. So
she's not.
maybe she's like kind of like middle class.
Yeah. Like she might not be at that elite level.
But yeah, David's kind of crazy. He's like the ex-boyfriend of his sister. I think her name is Jenny, I
Jenny,
think.
yeah.
So he's kind of crazy, but he knows that something's like going on, but like they kind of can't come out. And like the parents and like the dad, the mom and sister, like even just seeing them for the first time are like very fucking weird.
A very odd dynamic, yeah.
It is, And I love the scene whenever Jenny asks Bill to like help zip him for dress, and he goes to zip it up, and her fucking like back starts like moving and fucking morphing.
Pulsating. Yeah. But like even that scene was weird. 'Cause like it's your sister. Like I don't have a sister, but I mean you do. Did you ever do up Aaron's dresses?
I mean, that's not weird compared to what happens
Well,
in the
later
next
on.
scene.
But I mean
I mean, I don't think there's anything weird with doing up a dress. Like
Yeah, I
it's not
guess.
like you start from the bottom going all the way up. It's just like a
Yeah.
little end of it. But I do get what you're saying, like very, incestual, I don't know,
Vibe.
acting. Vibe. So they are the parents and the sister are going to her coming out party, which I don't exactly know. I don't think it's like coming out like what it is today.
No, I think it's like I think once you get to a certain age is whenever you're able to partake in these
In the society.
in the society, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So yeah, this movie takes place in Beverly Hills as well. And we see that Bill is running from, I'm guessing, class president or valedictorian or something like that.
Debate club.
It's weird because like Bill isn't like super popular, but he is because he's like the star football player,
Yeah.
but it doesn't seem like he's in with all of the other people. Like it seems like the nerds and like the rich people are like the super popular ones because they're like, yes, the society, they like run the whole town basically, right?
Yeah. He's kind of like, he's almost like he's playing both fields. Like he's friends with the popular group, but he's also friends like with the losers and stuff. Like Milo, like he's not rich. He's kind of almost like a nobody, but he's his best friend.
So he has this debate club, and I think at this point he's talking to Dr. Cleveland or something like that, or someone, and he says like, oh yeah, one little happy family except for the incest and psychosis. So he's like acknowledging that shit is weird, which may be the reason why he's like acting kind of weird and has to go see the fucking therapist and shit.
Yeah, why is he even seeing the psychologist or psychiatrist?
We do find out later that the psychiatrist is like part of this society, so I think that they're all working together to eventually, whatever happens at the end. Like, I think their goal is to, I don't even know what to call it. We'll get into it later, but like, eat them, but also like, that's not what they're doing. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, Bill's back at home and he's going into Jenny's room to try and get sunscreen because he's going to the beach with what's his girlfriend's name? Wrote it down somewhere.
Shauna.
Shauna, So now he's like yelling out like Jenny, Jenny, there, and she has her door closed. And he goes in and has this like fucking massive fucking bedroom, and she's in the shower and she doesn't hear him come in, and he's like, he gets the sunscreen, and for some reason he doesn't leave. He goes up to like the shower door to like this glass shower that's like kind of it's not clear, you can't see through it, but you can see like,
Like frosted glass.
and he's looking at her, and like I like that they put this one scene in it. And I did read in the trivia that like the director put this in after because he wanted like more to happen than just at the very end. But he's looking at her and like her legs are pointing outwards, but then no, how is it?
No, you can see her ass, but you can also see her boobs.
Yes, yeah.
So, like, her upper torso is completely 180 from what it should be.
Yeah, and he's, like, looking, and he goes to, like, open the door. I'm like, your sister's butt naked. Why? I know it. You see weird things happening, but it's like, why are you going in there? And he opens it up, and she's like, oh, Bill.
Get out of here, Bill. I'm having a shower.
Yeah, so weird. And then he sees his parents outside and they're talking to like a gardener and stuff. And he just has this like plate of snails with like chopsticks. And they're like, oh, that's a good batch you grew this year. And like Bill's like, well, I was going to the beach or something stupid. It's like, do you not see what's happening? Like,
I thought he was just hallucinating again. But even like, as he walks away, you can see them looking at the snails still.
So he's at the beach with Shauna, and they're like making out and stuff like that. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention during the debate, there's a girl in the front row, Clarissa, who is like really into Bill, and she's like just spreading her legs and like trying to get him, but she wants him. And then he later meets her on the beach, and she's gonna like flirt with him and stuff like that, and then she walks away, and then he runs into this massive lady, which is, what's her name? Mrs. Carlin?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like a female, like Frankenstein-ish. Like,
yeah.
You can tell she's like not all there. So I think like she's one of the aliens, but like, I don't know, she's almost like handicapped. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure where they were going with her. Uh-huh. It's almost like her coming out like failed, like midway. I don't know. It's just like she was like mobile, but just absolutely nothing upstairs.
No, she has no idea really what's going on.
Yeah. Like, and we find out later, like, she likes to eat hair.
Yeah.
Like, that's her thing. And just, I don't know.
So then he runs into Ted Ferguson. Yeah, Ted Ferguson. And it's kind of click. We see Petrie is there as well. And all of these guys like seem like nerds to me. It's like the nerds and like the rich kids are like the popular kids, which is kind of a weird dynamic. And Shauna wants to get invited to Ted's party that he's having. So Bill, you know, he's trying to get Ted to invite him to the party, but Ted doesn't really want him there because he's not a part of the society yet. And then after this, David runs into Bill, and he's like, come to the pier, I got something to show you. So they go over to the pier, and he has this, like, fucking briefcase that's, like, full of this, like, recording stuff. And, you froze for a second. Has this like recording stuff, and so he takes this tape recorder and he's like playing this tape, and very weird tape. It's like basically the parents and Jenny, sounds like they're having sex together. It's very weird.
Yeah, they're saying some, what do they say first? Let's see if I. There's some fucking wild quotes in this one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You gotta have it. Oh, first we dine, then the copulation. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, man. So then Bill is like, well, how did you get this, like, information? David's like, oh, I put a... like not a tracker, but he put something underneath the car, and then he's like, I put a mic in Jenny's ear. And I was like, how do you put a mic in Jenny's ear? But then later we see that he put it in her earring, which make you end up finding. I wrote down something. Oh, I think they're talking about Clarissa. Maybe I think like David wanted, someone says like, oh, your boobs are totally sexy or something. some line that someone says. They end up finding the microphone in the earring. I think it's like Dr. Cleveland, and I don't know if the judge is here at this point, but a bunch of them find the microphone in the earring.
Yeah, it's Dr. Cleveland and Billy's dad. And that, yeah, there's someone else. I think there's three of them.
So later the next day, Bill goes to the doctor's house and he has this tape and he's like, doctor, like, I need you to listen to this tape. Like, something's like really weird and going on. So I'm guessing the doctor does take the tape and leave and then like comes back the next day or later that day. They're listening to it with Bill and the tape is like totally different. It's like them like at the party and Jenny is like, oh, I wish Bill was here and like stuff like that. So they totally changed the tape. Also Shauna broke up with Bill and he keeps finding these things in his Jeep. First like a little like naked action figure and then later on it's a sex doll and it says like Clarissa and Bill. That was funny. So he's going to get another copy of the tape from David and he comes across David's van is flipped over and there's blood everywhere and David is getting loaded into the ambulance and David's or Bill's just like, is he dead? And it's like his body's totally covered like blood all over the fucking sheet. It's like, yeah, I think so, man. And like even the cops are acting weird. The two cops that he sees like the whole movie, right? Because he like finds the recorder and he like tries to take it, and the one cop like basically stops him and was like, just a crime scene. Like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, and like I don't know if the cops are part of the society or if the society just pays them off, because we do see them at the party at the end, but I don't think they're partaking.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're part of the elite or not.
No, probably not. So Bill's back at home and he gets a telegram. He's basically invited to Ted Ferguson's party, which isn't the party at the end. This is like kind of like a high school party, I think. So he's at the party and he runs into Clarissa and she's being like super weird. Like she's gorgeous, right? She's like ex-porn star, like the real actress. And she wants Bill hard. And there's one line, I think, I don't know if it's Clarissa. I think it's Clarissa that says it, but she's like, someone says like, want to go get soaked? That
Yeah, that was her.
was her. And so he's going back to her place to have sex with her. And they're having sex and they're like all done. And she's like fucking super. It looks like she's sweaty, but like almost like her skin is like melting. And then like he's on the ground and like looks up and like she's all like twisted around weird. Like her feet are and legs are like twisted away around. And it's, yeah.
Kind of the same thing with the shower scene, but she's laying down on the bed. Like her legs are facing one way and her torso and head are facing the other way.
So yeah, they're done having sex and they're kind of chilling. And then the line that I texted you last night,
I know
and
what
I
it
was
is.
like, this is the greatest line I've ever heard in a because it is so out of pocket. I was like, what the fuck? I was laughing for a solid like 3 minutes. So she brings out this tray of like pot with like milk and she's making him tea. And she just says to him, like the most like straight face, how do you like your tea? Cream, sugar, or do you want me to pee in it? I was like, what?
I don't understand where that line came from, why it was in the movie, but it's fantastic.
Oh, it was fucking great. So yeah, he's downstairs now and he's like kind of, I don't know, he's kind of getting freaked out, but he also really likes her because she's super hot. And he runs into the lady from the beach, Mrs. Carlin or whatever. And so we find out that that is Clarissa's mom. And like you said, she starts like fucking coughing and choking, and she fucking coughs up a hairball.
Yeah. And she's walking around with like a cut off ponytail in her hand.
Yeah.
Like yeah. She like ripped somebody's ponytail off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I forget who says it, but someone tells Bill that he will make a great contribution to society, because I think he gets invited to the last party, and I forget who says it. Says
I think it's Dr. Cleveland.
Yeah, it might have
yeah
been.
He says you're gonna get what you deserve, and Bill's like, what? And he's like, you're gonna make a great contribution to society.
And I think, is it the who says fuck you butthead like in this scene?
Bill says it to his dad.
Like, I know he does at the end, but does he say it at this point too?
Him and his dad get into an argument, or
Yeah.
him and his mom get into an argument about something. And then his dad's like, I won't tolerate you talking like that to your mother. And he goes,
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, butthead. And then he
Oh,
walks
yeah.
out of the house. I was like, what?
which is a good, well, not
Oh,
callback, but
good segue.
Yeah. So Petrie ends up stopping Bill, and he says that he needs to talk to him about the society. So we think that Petrie is going to tell Bill what is going on with society. So he has to go meet Petrie out in the forest somewhere, and we see that Milo followed him, but Bill doesn't know he's following him. So Bill goes
Milo's a
down.
good friend.
He is, yeah. So Bill goes down into the forest and sees a car there, which I believe is Petrie's car. And then he sees Petrie in the trunk with his throat cut. So he's like freaks out, obviously. And then we see Ferguson run away. We see someone run away with like a shirt on, a specific shirt.
Yeah.
So Bill goes and gets the cops and Clarissa as well. And it's the cops from the car crash scene. So obviously they don't like him very much. They get to the car and it's a totally different car that's there.
Yeah.
And Petrie is gone. So obviously something happened. Someone switched the cars, took Petrie out. The cops are basically tell Bill, like, you don't fuck with us again or you'll be in deep shit. Like, I'll fucking kill you, basically. And so it's the debate the next day, and Petrie isn't there, obviously. And Bill starts going on, like, oh, let you guys know Petrie isn't going to show up today because he is gone. And all of a sudden, Petrie shows up, and now you know that Petrie is kind of in on it, right?
Yeah.
And we see Ted in the crowd. He's like waving the shirt that the guy was wearing last night running away. So now, oh yeah, so they're at, I think he's at home now, and the whole family is there, and there's an ambulance that is like outside the house for some reason. So Bill's inside, and then basically he starts like freaking out, and these two cops, the ambulance guys, come in and they just hold them down and start giving them drugs. And like the family is like, you know, they're doing it to him. They're like, you know. And outside, Milo sees all this happening, doesn't see it inside, but he sees Bill getting taken out in the ambulance on the stretcher. So he's like, what the fuck? So he goes to the hospital and he sees a nurse and he's like, hey, where is Bill? Whatever. And she's like, oh, you can find him in the morgue. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, I find him in the morgue. And he's like, you told me Bill's dead? What the fuck? So he's got like kind of freaking out. And then he's outside and he sees Bill's Jeep is there. And then Bill escapes from the hospital and goes outside. And Bill's like acting weird. I didn't understand that whole part with the parents drugging him. Like, were they getting him ready for the party after?
Maybe. Maybe like the whole plan was to keep him drugged until the party, but then he came out of it.
Yeah.
Because he comes out of it and he has like a hallucination in the hospital room where he thinks that there's people on the other side of the curtain. And then he like kind of rips everything out of himself and there's nobody in the room with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is acting weird towards Milo. And I think it's just like a lack of trust and like not knowing who to trust anymore. Because he like basically tells Milo to fuck off and kind of like runs past him sort of thing.
Yeah. So he's going to his house, and I don't know if it's Bill or if Milo says it, but like he's basically saying that it's a setup that they're setting Bill up, I think.
Yeah.
For something to happen to him. So Bill is on the way to, does he pick up Clarissa and then go to the party?
I think.
Or she's already there.
I think she was already there.
I think it's Milo goes to Clarissa's house to try and get her to help, I think.
Yeah.
But she's not there. And then Milo instantly becomes best friends with Mrs. Carlin. they're so funny. So
that is
she's
great.
Like, he kind of brings her along. Like, she wants to help him. Like, she's like kind of good, right?
Yeah. I love, like, she starts playing with his hair.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't touch the hair. And just like the look on her face, she's like, she's almost like a golden retriever that just got yelled at.
Yeah. So Bill is home and he gets home. It's like very dark and it's like similar to how his nightmare was at the beginning. Like it's very dark. He's in the kitchen. He all he hears these like noises and laughing and stuff like this. And he goes out into one of the living rooms and his, I think it's the judge or one of the characters wants him to have a cigar with his mom and dad. And then this is when he gets captured by everyone that's in there because they're all the fucking rich people. They bring him in this room and we see like everyone that he's like encountered with. We see Petrie, we see Ted Ferguson. Clarissa is there, who is like kind of Ted's girlfriend, but not really. A lot of like old people, the judge,
Cops.
Dr. Cleveland. Yeah. And he's kind of going on about like, you can't do this. And like calling them like aliens. And the mom says like, oh, I'm not your mother. Like, so I don't know how Bill, like, was he kidnapped as a kid? Was he adopted by them? Like, I don't think it really says.
No, it doesn't really say. And Dr. Cleveland says to him, like, we're an entirely different species from you. And then Bill's like, fucking aliens. And then the doctor was like, he says something like, not from outer space. Like, we're very much from here.
Yeah,
sort
we've
of
been
thing.
Here for as long as you have.
Yeah, yeah.
So they bring someone in. They had kidnapped somebody. And they're like, oh, we're going to have a doubleheader. And they're all getting like pumped up. And they take the blindfold off or whatever. And it's David is still alive. And getting into the meat of the movie.
No pun intended.
Yeah. My jaw was on the floor for the next 20, 25 minutes.
Yep.
I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at, but I was just in awe.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking effects in this movie are insane.
It starts out very weird. Like, everybody's like slimy.
Yeah,
like,
go into it.
Everybody's like super slimy and wet, and it's weird.
Yeah.
And you don't really know like what exactly is going on. It's almost like they're like slugs themselves and they're just kind of like secreting that like gooey liquid slime. And then all of a sudden they kind of get David down on the ground and everybody's like, it looks like they're kissing him and like feeling all over him and shit.
Yeah, they
like
rip
that.
His clothes off.
Yeah. They rip his clothes off. So he's naked. And then all of a sudden you just start seeing different variations of what they call shunting.
Yeah.
Some people are doing it with their mouths, and it almost looks like in Beetlejuice, you know, whenever they like stretch the guy's face right out, and they're like attached to his body, and they're like sucking everything out of him. And then like some of them are using their fingers, and they're sticking their fingers into his skin. And it's just like a solid like 5 minutes of just this craziness happening.
Yeah, we see someone like fucking stick their hand into his like ass cheek,
Yeah.
like goes into his ass and yeah.
And like he's still alive and he still looks like he's full bodied. So I don't know what exactly they're doing to him. Like it doesn't look like they're draining him out or anything like that, but.
Yeah. I thought the music was awesome during this scene as well. We see Clarissa is like kind of, there's only a few people partaking in this one because they're gonna be doing this to Bill after. And Clarissa, I think, is a good person. I think she kind of changes her ways. I think maybe Bill changed her a bit. But there's so many scenes in this end scene that are like amazingly fucking grotesque. So we see the judge, who I assume is like the leader of all of the society. So he has this cigar and he comes up, takes his clothes off, and he's like getting real close to David, and David has his mole on his face, and the guy's like, "Ooh, a beauty mark." Just goes up his face, rips it off, and it's like this giant hair, fucking eats it. And then I could not believe this fucking next part. He says, "Let's get to the bottom of this." And he reaches on through David's shorts, sticks his hand up David's ass. And then we see his hand come out of David's mouth. He grabs his face, like his eyes, and is like, fucking, I couldn't believe it, man.
So good. He like ventriloquist dummied him, basically. And during this whole thing, David's family, or not David, Billy's family goes upstairs to do whatever. I don't know. So David f ends up being able to break free of all this because they're kind of holding him down so he can't move.
The bill.
What'd I say?
David.
Oh yeah, Bill.
Yeah, David has a hand up his ass. He
Yeah,
can't
David
move.
has a hand up his ass. He's not going anywhere. Bill finally breaks free and he like manages to get up the stairs while like the judge is chasing him up there. Was it the judge or the
Yeah, before
doctor?
you go into the scene in the bedroom,
Okay.
one thing I fucking love, like one little detail makes like this movie and like just practical effects in general like amazing. So I think it's the judge or the doctor that's up there, some old man has like a camera and he's like naked and he has the camera on his face or something like that, and he takes it off to talk to Bill, and you can see the indents of the camera on his face. So it's like just a little thing, but it shows like they're doing this shunting thing where like their bodies are like not like liquefying, but they're like morphine. I don't know, it's weird.
Their like their skin almost becomes like pliable in a sense. Like his mouth looks like Jack Nicholson in the first Batman movie. Like you know what I mean? Like whenever he takes the makeup off and it's like very like indented around his lips.
And I think it does turn into a Chelsea smile as well, right? Because it starts to cut open and he has this fucking big grin on his face.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. All right, bedroom scene.
Yeah, tell him what happens. Give him the deets.
Bill goes into the bedroom where his mother, father, and sister went in. And he opens up the door, and we just see his mom laying on the bed. We see her torso, and then we see two hands for her legs or like
Very,
arms.
very hairy hands.
Very hairy arms and hands for her legs and feet. And she's just like kind of laying there. I don't remember how the conversation goes.
I was just like, yeah, I don't even remember. I was just, what the fuck is going on in the screen right now?
So then she stands up And then what's her name? Jenny, his sister. What does she say? She says, if you have any Oedipal, like Oedipus, the Greek mythology, if you have any Oedipal fantasies you'd like to indulge in, Billy, now's the time.
And her face. So the mom is facing Bill with these fucking arm hands.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fucking weird.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you see Jenny's head come from like the butt area, like down and between the mother's legs.
Mm-hmm.
So insane.
And then,
to top it all off,
arguably the craziest part in this movie, there's like a pile of clothes. And then all of a sudden you see the clothes move. And it folds back. And it's two legs and a big butt. And then where the asshole would be is Billy's dad's face.
Yes.
And he says, "You're right, Billy. I am a butthead." And I fucking almost fell off the couch laughing my ass off at this scene. I could not believe what I was watching.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great.
Great. Yeah. I had no words, honestly. I was like, what the fuck? I can't wait to watch this fucking end. Like, I know, we'll get into Iranians after, but
I would love to see a director's commentary on this.
Yeah, I think it's on the DVD I bought.
Is it?
I bought, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So meanwhile, we're downstairs again. David, I don't think is alive, but he is like, I don't even know what it is. It's just all this fucking skin and goop and stuff like that. And like, I read in the trivia that the director took blooded or didn't use blood because he was scared of the rating, which I think was the best choice. Like, I think blood would have, I don't know, I don't think it would have like added anything to it. I think just having no blood made it that much weirder.
Everybody does blood, man. Not everybody does slime.
Yeah. Yeah.
It made it in a league of its own.
Yeah. So there's like these piles of just skin and goo, and we see on like the top of a pile, looks like a fucking sundae, like cone.
Yeah.
It's like a cherry on top, but it's not a cherry, it's just a fucking eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
And we see, oh, so gross. See one, I forget who it was, just goes up to the eyeball, like rips it out, and then like puts it in his mouth, but doesn't eat it because they passes it around to everyone else, like in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we see Milo shows up dressed as a cop.
Yeah.
And Bill is there. They haven't shunted him yet, but something happens, like he's gonna fight Ted basically.
Yeah, well, Bill runs out of the bedroom after that, and then the judge is waiting for him with a like one of those long poles with the noose on the end of it that they catch like
for,
lions with and shit.
Yeah.
And he like fucking slew foots him with it, and then they get it wrapped around his neck. They bring him back downstairs. And then Ted is holding him down. And there's like a whole sort of like scuffle that's happening. And then Clarissa ends up holding onto the pole. But then she lets him go.
Yeah.
And that's whenever he fights Ted.
Yeah. And like it's
man
weird
to man.
Yeah. Like no one else is like stepping in. Like no one's really doing anything. That they're letting them fight. And Ted is like kicking his ass because he's not technically human, right? I love like the mother just in the background watching too, like Mrs. Carlin or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're fighting and Bill is getting his ass kicked. And then all of a sudden, Bill just punches him in the nuts. And I think Ted is like wearing like a hospital gown, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because Bill reaches under the gown and I didn't know what the fuck he was doing, but he reached up his asshole, I'm guessing, out his mouth, grabs his like eye sockets, and proceeds to pull Ted through himself.
That's the best way to describe it. Yeah. Just folds them inside out like a fitted sheet.
And then like everyone else like isn't like they're kind of freaking out, but they're like, oh, just let him not percolate, but like they think he's still alive, right? So like, oh, just let him like do his thing, but like there's like fucking worms and bugs, like
It's just, he's just like a pile of mush. Great.
The movie kind of ends pretty like abruptly. Like I think the four of them just leave, like Bill, Clarissa, Milo, and the mom, right? Or it might just be Milo and Bill.
No, it's Milo, Bill, and Clarissa.
Right. And they just get in the car and then like drive off, and
Drive
then
off, yeah.
that's the credits. So like I don't know if they ever plan to do like a sequel to this movie, or just I don't know,
Let
like
it be.
leaving it open maybe.
I even like skipped through the end credits to see if there was like a mid-credit scene or something like
Oh,
that, but
did you?
there was nothing.
That's it. Anything else? Oh, sorry, real quick. Okay, never mind. I was gonna say the headline was sequel plan for Cult Shocker Society, but this article is 10 years old, so. So they
Probably
did
not happening.
plan it. No. It was titled Society 2, A Body Modification. Apparently he is actively working on it, but that was 10 years ago, so maybe
Maybe,
one day. I don't
maybe.
know. Anything else that you wanted to talk about or anything we missed?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's the way the goo splatters.
Nice. All right. How did you rate this movie?
Oh man. Okay. Story, I'll give a 4 out of 10. Not a strong story at all. A lot of unanswerable questions, like way too many probably. But I did enjoy the characters quite a bit. Yeah, that much to it. So 4 to 10. Quality, honestly, I was gonna say 10, but I can't give it a 10. So I'll go 9 out of 10. Just because I think the practical effects are that fucking strong. Like, insane. Like, honestly, if you haven't seen this movie, give it a go just for the last.
30 minutes.
Like, the movie is not paced very well. Like, the middle act is kind of boring. Like, if you can get through it, it's worth it, honestly. I wish more kind of did happen, like with the gore and stuff like that, but that's all right. It's all right. But yeah, like the acting wasn't that great. The lines were cheesy as fuck, but it's an 80s movie. You know, this is what it's made for, honestly. So yeah, I'll give a 4 to 10 for story and a 9 out of 10 for quality. So what you?
My story, I gave it a 3.
Okay, that's fair.
I found it very boring, and like this movie was gonna get a shit rating from me until I got to that final section, and I was like, all right, this has kind of won my love a little bit. It's just like you mentioned, the pacing is very, very slow. Not a lot's happening. And like not just the ending that leaves unanswered questions, but there's unanswered questions throughout this whole movie. And I was just like, this doesn't make any fucking sense at all. Like half the shit that's happening, it just doesn't make any sense. Quality, I'm gonna give it, I'll give it an 8. The practical effects and everything, it looks great. It's amazing, like you said. But I don't really care. I didn't care about any of the characters whatsoever. I thought the acting was very poor. The script was very poor. Oh, the script As a whole, the script as a whole was very poor, but
Yeah.
some of the one-liners in this movie, man, so fucking funny.
Yeah, they're Alzheimer's, man. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost felt like a trauma movie in a sense.
Yeah.
One thing I do like about this is that it kind of paved the way for some newer movies. Like I felt like some Big Time Faculty vibes in this movie.
Okay, yeah.
Like, and I mean, obviously Invasion of the Body Snatchers came out before this, but it kind of had that sort of vibe to it, like a Species sort of thing. So I don't know. There is some good to it. But
Okay.
yeah, I'm definitely going to watch this again. I think it was a
Yeah.
fun ride for that last 30 minutes, and it's definitely worth checking out,
Yeah.
even if the first like two thirds of it are kind of boring.
Yeah.
So 3 and an 8 for me. All right, you guys know the scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. There is no critics' consensus.
Okay.
I will give you a hint. There is a red tomato.
Okay. I know this is a cult classic. I don't know, man. This is tough. I'll say 61.
Oh, you're close. 64.
Ah, okay.
And that was only on 14 reviews.
Okay.
But an average score of 5.7 out of 10. And the audience score was a 60% on 2,500 ratings and an average score of 3.6 out of 5.
Okay.
So not a lot of reviews or ratings, but still a pretty fair score on both sides.
Yep.
One other thing I forgot to mention
yeah.
during my review, in the story part, like I did like the message that it was trying to portray of like the rich eating the poor.
Yeah.
I did like that. Like
yeah.
the rich feeding off the poor to get richer kind of thing. And like the whole like elite society.
Yeah.
So I feel like that message was really cool. And like the way that they portrayed it was really cool.
Yeah.
So sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Letterboxd has a 3.5 out of 5. My friend's ratings is a 3.4. I give it a 4 out of 5. I believe you gave it a 3 out of 5.
I gave it a 3, yeah.
Let's see. Jensen gave it a 3 out of 5. Anthony Here Be Monster gave it a 4 out of 5. Nathan from I Hope You Suffer gave it a 5 out of 5. Slosh and Captain, 3 out of 5. Screaming Cinema, 4 out of 5. That's it.
And like I said, I wrote a little review on Letterboxd too, and like this was a 2-star movie for me until the end.
Yeah.
So
that's
the
how I
ending.
feel. It was a 3-star movie for me until that end. Yeah.
All right. You ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
All right. What did you give it for a scare rating?
It's not scary, but it's just like the shock factor. I'd say like an 8.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It works.
Scariest scene. I mean, I'll say the first time whenever we see David naked and you first see them with their fucking mouth sucking off him. Just like, it's like, whoa, like, what the fuck am I looking at? So, yeah.
All right.
And would I survive? I mean, I'll say yes. You know, I'm not rich, but I'm definitely not poor. So I think I'm kind of in that like Milo stage
Okay.
character, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That works.
Yeah. How about you?
Scare rating, I gave it a 6.
Okay.
I probably maybe bump it up to a 7. based on just the special effects alone and like the wow factor and the what the fuck factor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's not like a lot of blood. Well, there's no blood, really.
No.
And I don't like, do we consider this gore? Because of the fact that there's no blood?
I think so.
Okay. It's more like, I don't know, liposuction gore. But yeah, there's a lot of what the fuck moments in these last 30 minutes. So scary scene. I'm gonna say whenever he goes up to the bedroom and finds his mom with the legs, I'm gonna go with that one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Cause like even when she stands up, like you can tell that she's all like makeup and shit.
Yeah.
And like even that image was really creepy. Cause like,
yeah, it was.
I was like, oh, she really doesn't look like herself, but like, god damn, like that looks scary.
Yeah.
Would I survive? I guess I can piggyback off yours. Like I'm not poor, but middle class, maybe. I mean, I grew up not having a lot of money, so maybe if they caught me before.
Okay.
Before I've kind of grown into who I am now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like in my 20s, I was fucking not rich at all. Like bottom of the barrel, paycheck to paycheck. But
yeah.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what time of my life they came after
That's
me.
That's true. Yeah.
Good pick. Good pick. You definitely hit
Thanks,
the weird factor on this one. Anyways, nice. Next pick is my pick.
Yeah.
I'm not going like, it's not full blown horror, but it's definitely horror adjacent.
Okay.
I'm picking Super 8.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie, so.
You've never seen that movie?
No.
All right, cool.
That's James Gunn, right?
No, it's another Spielberg movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and J.J. Abrams.
That's who I meant to say, yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of like Stranger Things vibes a little bit.
Okay.
Or adjacent thriller, creature sort of thing.
Have not seen it, so.
Hopefully you like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. It's a pretty popular movie.
Yeah. In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Click the link in our bio on Instagram. You'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. Excuse me. There's also links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you, guys.
It was batshit crazy of a movie.
It was, yep. And, talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
See yous later.